This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. Over the weekend, Oklahoma experienced 7 earthquakes ranging from 1.6 to 2.5 in intensity, and the coronavirus panic pandemic has not calmed down either. If Hal Lindsey were alive right now, he would probably be sharpening his pencil, getting his latest end times prediction out, and thinking, let's go with July 4, 2020. The coronavirus stats jumped over the weekend as New York leads the charge with about 15,000 new cases due to a backlog of testing and transmissibility. New York now has more confirmed cases than the entire countries which are struggling to contain the pandemic, including France, South Korea, Switzerland, and the UK. Governor Cuomo, you know, the governor that just passed partial birth abortion while the New York House cheered this last year, asked the federal government to nationalize the purchase of medical equipment and has signed off on several locations to build temporary hospitals to treat the coronavirus patients. Cuomo said the U.S. Army of Engineers will build temporary hospitals in Stony Brook, Westbury, Winchester, New York, and the Jacob K. Javits Convention Center in New York City, which will contain 4 federal hospitals with 250 beds each. Statism is going to state. Meanwhile, in Dallas, Texas, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins on Sunday issued an order requiring county residents to shelter in place. The order takes effect at 11:59 p.m. March 23rd, that'll be tonight, and continues until 11:59 April 3rd, with the likelihood of being extended. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins said, "I know there will probably be economic hardships and business closures with this order, and it makes me sick that we are at this point." The order states people may leave their residencies only for essential activities, including to get supplies for themselves and their families, or perform tasks essential to their health and safety and that of others, or to operate essential businesses such as healthcare, critical infrastructure, and retail, including grocery stores. I was unaware that a Dallas County judge, or that a county judge, could actually have this kind of authority. I would think that the founders would be rolling in their graves that a judge can order people to stay in their houses. California police to use patrol drones with night vision cameras during coronavirus lockdown. According to the Washington Examiner, California Police Department is planning on using drones equipped with cameras and loudspeakers to monitor a coronavirus shutdown. The Chula Vista Police Department recently doubled its fleet of drones, purchasing 2 of the machines from the Chinese company DJI. The police department told the Financial Times that they would be outfitted with night vision cameras. Captain Vern Salee says, "We have not traditionally mounted speakers to our drones, but if we need to cover a large area to get an announcement out, or if there were a crowd somewhere that we needed to disperse, we could do it without getting police officers involved. The outbreak has changed my view of expanding the program as rapidly as I can," Salee added. Spencer Gore, chief executive of U.S.-based drone company Impossible Aerospace, said he is working like crazy to help equip other law enforcement agencies with drones and emphasize the hardware his company uses is made domestically. "What we saw in China, and what we're probably going to see around the world, is using drones with cameras and loudspeakers to fly around to see if people are gathering where they shouldn't and telling them to go home," Gore said. "It seems a little Orwellian, but this could save lives." Another use for drones, also, at least for the Chula Vista police, might be to help spread the message and the coronavirus to homeless people who may not receive the information any other way. Sounds Orwellian, don't you think? He even admitted it. Tensions flare on Senate floor as coronavirus bill derailed for second time by Democratic objections. According to Fox News, tensions flared on the Senate floor Monday as lawmakers viscerally clashed on camera over phase 3 of a coronavirus response package, with Democrats blocking Republican efforts to advance the massive stimulus bill for the second day in a row. So Democrats did this on Sunday, and then they did it again today. Leaving the legislation in limbo once more, the Senate stalled over the package Monday afternoon on a 49-46 vote. It needed 60 votes to advance. Officials put the price tag of the rescue package at nearly $1.4 trillion and said that with other measures from the Federal Reserve, it could pump $2 trillion into the U.S. economy. The draft legislation would provide payments of up to about $1,200 per person. They would be phased down at adjusted gross income thresholds of $75,000 for individuals and $150,000 per couple. Additionally, there would be $500 payments for each child. Democrats argue that the more than $1 trillion package did too much for large corporations and not enough for workers. But Republicans accuse them of playing politics and use the crisis as leverage to try and jam through unrelated political wish list items concerning climate change and more. Take note that Republicans are more than willing to govern like socialists if the right crisis comes along. Republicans have taken the crisis bait, and so goes their principles. Just like when Christians take advantage of the public school system, which not only compromised their principles but also their children's faith, so the Republicans are leaving no resistance to future socialism making its way into the party. Plastic bag bans are the latest regulations to get tossed during coronavirus pandemic. Apparently, the reusable bags that are required in states like California, New York, and Maine can potentially carry the coronavirus for several days. So New York and Maine have both agreed to postpone enforcing plastic bag regulations in their states. I'm not sure if I'm ending on a comical note or a serious note here with that plastic bag ban. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Baltic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at FightLaughFeast.com. We really can't grow without our club member support, so please consider joining our club. Just 3 Starbucks cups of coffee a month, you get the Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt, discounts to our annual conference, and access to masterclasses on parenting, Christian business principles, God and government, eschatology, Vodi Bakum, Doug Wilson, James White, Eric Erickson, Show Baraka, David French, and more. You can download all our shows on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Lastly, we hope to meet you at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to FightLaughFeast.com to register now. Have a great day. Lord bless.